I'm not talking about just communication. I'm talking about the communication of the nerve system. Thank you, guys. I'll see you next week. It emanates from the mind and flows over the nerves to the cells and stirs them into life. We deal with the magic power that transforms common food into living, loving, thinking clay that robes the earth with beauty and hues and scents the flowers with the glory of the air. In the dim, dark, distant, long ago, when the sun first bowed to the morning star, this power spoke. And there was life. It quickened the slime of the sea and the dust of the earth and drove the cell to union with its fellows in countless living forms. Through eons of time, it finned the fish and winged the bird and fanged the beast. Endlessly it worked, evolving its forms until it produced the crowning glory of them all. With tireless energy, it blows the bubble of each individual life and then silently, relentlessly, dissolves the form again and absorbs the spirit into itself. And yet you ask, can chiropractic cure appendicitis or the flu? Have you more faith in a knife or a spoonful of medicine than the innate power that animates the internal living world? B.J. Palmer, Big Dinner Fell Within, 1949. It's chapter 11, This Inner Power Speaks. I want you to notice something. You may have heard me say this before, but I want you to notice something that BJ does not, in this particular chapter, mention subluxation, mention spine, right? Mention bones or back or adjustments, you know, or any of that stuff, right? All he talks about is, once again, going back to what D.D. Palmer said last week with tone, right? The chiropractic is founded on tone. He's talking about, BJ is saying, we're working on the subtle substance of the soul, the tiny rivulet of force that emanates from the mind and flows over the nerves, right? With it, we deal with this magic power, right? So you think about power and force and the subtle substance, and these are the words that BJ is using, and D.D. used the word tone, right? So when you think about what this means, what it means is that we are dealing with this incredible power. We're dealing with this incredible power, right? And my job as a chiropractor is not to make someone feel better, although I would love that to happen. It's really to make them work better. And I don't mean work like, you know, going to work. I mean like make their body function better. I mean make them reach whatever their fullest potential is, whatever that happens to be. So just a case in point. Young kid comes in yesterday. I'm changing things a little bit to protect people, but young kid comes in yesterday. He's about 13, 14 year old. Almost getting tears already. And nonverbal autism and very afraid, having also trouble not just walking but talking as well. And I mentioned to the parents, I said, you know, my first goal with your child is to make them feel safe. That's my number one goal, is make them feel safe. Because I don't want to progress anywhere where they aren't ready. So even if it takes longer for us to do this, even if we need to take breaks, that's how we're going to roll with this. And the parents are like, no. You know, we go to physical therapy, you know, once or twice a week, and they just lie the kid down and the kid screams and we leave the room and whatever. I'm like, no. That will not be the experience. And not that it's wrong or bad. I'm not saying anything anybody else is doing is wrong or bad. I have a judgment-free zone. However, that's not how I'm going to do this. So we very carefully did our examination. And there are some bits that the child did not want to do, and we just skipped those bits. We'll do them later. There are some parts that I had to modify. For example, I like checking primitive reflexes with a reflex hammer, like the back of the reflex hammer, but I felt like that was threatening for this child, so I did not want to use the reflex hammer to have them feel threatened. So I just used my finger, which is not the ideal, but I just wanted them to be okay with them being in our presence. And we got all the information that we need. And here's one of the most interesting things, is one of the things I love doing with kiddos is just to see where they're at in terms of their ABCs, right? So I show a letter board to this child, and they don't know their ABCs. And they're like 15 or something. And I said, why don't they know their ABCs? Well, they can't learn it. You know, and here's a kid, you know, they've been going to school for 10 years or whatever, right? What are they doing, right? And I said, and the mom had mentioned something. The mom had said, you know, I know that my child's got greatness in them. I said, I absolutely agree with what you said a few moments ago, that your child has greatness, but the way the greatness is going to come out is the nerve system is going to be able to be expressed. But one of the things we're going to see as the nerve system expressed is the use of this letter board. Because the letter board requires a tremendous amount of energy to point to the letters and to understand what the letters are, right? And this is going to be one of my measuring tools of how the child is doing. With all the other tests that we do, it's just another measurement to see how they're doing. And to me, like, it was kind of amazing because I took the child's hand and I took their finger like this. And they let me take the hand, which was a big thing, because usually the parents are like, this kid never lets you touch them. Or if they do, they're screaming. And I took the hand and I went like this, D, A, D, that's dad. And I pointed to dad who was sitting next to the child. See that? M, O, M, that spells mom. That's mom sitting over there. I said to the child, this is a tool. And with chiropractic care, your brain and nerve system are going to be able to figure out how to use this tool. Because that's what we want. We want the brain and nerve system to be doing better, to be functioning better. D.D. Palmer called it functionating. We want this child's brain and nerve system to be functionating better. Because when it functionates better, then it's working better. Because the mom and dad are like, so what should we expect from this? I'm like, I have no idea. But I know that the brain and nerve system over time is going to improve. How? What will that manifest? I don't know. We will do re-exams periodically to see where the child is at, you know, every 10 visits or so. But we have no idea what it's going to manifest as, but I know there's going to be a positive manifestation. That I know for sure. If you do what we talk about, if you do the exercises we tell you to do at home, if you come at the frequency we recommend, there will be changes, because there's always changes. Every kid gets changes if enough time is allowed. And that's why, to me, it's so important to understand when you're talking about taking care of adults, right, with back pain, right, the expectations are like this, like, I should be feeling better already. But that's not this. It, and you know, some back pains work that way. Not a lot of them do, though, understand. But, you know, before you get too caught up into that. But with kids on the spectrum, you have to shift things. It's a pattern. You're shifting a pattern. And it's the brain that has a pattern. And you've got to shift that pattern. And that takes time. And to me, that's one of the biggest principles. I don't know if you remember reading the principles, the 33 principles that Stevenson wrote up based on B.J. Palmer's early works. But one of the principles, principle number 6, is everything takes time. Everything takes time. It's just the way it is. Everything takes time. And now, but understand that the manifestation during that time is unpredictable. You don't know what is going to happen. You don't know if that person is going to have this much change or that much change or just a little bit of change. But even a little bit of change is a lot of change when there's been no change. And that's really what we are. We are change makers. And I am excited when I read a green book and it says, It doesn't say, we chiropractors work on the backbones, cracking the backbones to make them feel better and put them in a line. Nothing wrong with that. If that's someone's philosophy, that's cool. It says, we chiropractors work with a subtle substance of the soul. Right? We release the prisoned impulse that emanates from the nerves, right? So this is like high level stuff. And that's what I want us to get excited about, is the high level stuff, right? We're taking this to another planet. We're taking it to another stratosphere, right? Now, nothing wrong with what I will call bone-based chiropractic, right? As a, you know, my term, bone-based chiropractic. I like brain-based chiropractic, and especially pediatric brain-based chiropractic, because there's a lot of brain-based chiropractic out there that is fabulous, but is not really focused on kids, right? I like the focus on kids, because that's our future. Because imagine if we can get a kid who, because their nervous system was so disconnected, couldn't read, or people didn't think that the child had enough ability to read, you know, had an underestimation of its capabilities. And because we believed in that child, and because we gave the nerve system a competitive advantage through the chiropractic adjustment, now the child can read and now become a communicator in society. That will change that family. That will change that child forever. Because now you go from a child who is totally dependent on the parent communicating for the child, and now you have a child, and later on an adult, who can communicate for themselves. And isn't that the whole point of what that brain and nerve system does? It's a communication device, right? Sensory motor is a communication device. The sensory stuff comes in, you interpret it, and the motor comes out, right? But maybe with a kid on the spectrum, the motor doesn't come out the same way our motor comes out, so we're able to talk and stuff. But maybe they can communicate, but not in the way that you and I communicate. So really the goal of chiropractic is communication. It's just